Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Fantasy Life, the outrageous, uplifting, and heartbreaking world of fantasy sports from the guy who's lived it. Written and read by Matthew Berry. Part 1, The League. Chapter 1, It Starts with a League, or Everyone Remembers Their First Time. They were in a hot tub, and they were drunk. Good friends from college, they played in a 10-team fantasy football league together. And as the drinks kept flowing, so did the trash talk. Everyone in the league was a college athlete, so egos are pretty big, Quinn Kilgore remembers. No one could even consider the thought of losing. Trash talk leads to bets, and bets lead to rules. And by the end of the evening, the group had come to a very simple, but very real, agreement. Last place in the league has to get a tattoo. Not some lame-ass henna tattoo that fades in a few weeks. No, we're talking a legit, full-on, chosen by the winner for the rest of your life tattoo. Nights that start drunk in a hot tub often end in regret. But sobering up the next morning, we stuck with it, Quinn tells me. One of the guys in the league, Spud Mann, was in law school at the time, and he drew up a contract dictating size, placement, and tone of the tattoo. The basic parameters. Embarrassing tattoos are allowed, racist ones are not, and no going all Mike Tyson and putting it on the face. Just before the draft that year, we all signed it. And of course, the first year, the loser was the guy who drew up the contract, Spud Mann.